There was a lot of celebrating in Charlotte last week with news the city has been awarded a Major League Soccer franchise. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson was happy to hear that news, but wasn't impressed with everything that took place at the press conference where the announcement was made. Here's this week's On My Mind column.
Amid all the cheers last week about Charlotte getting a Major League Soccer team, there was one small troubling thing and one larger troubling thing. The small troubling thing was something David Tepper said in the official announcement that makes him the owner not just of the Carolina Panthers, but also the new MLS team. I hate to ding Tepper for speaking off the cuff, because he's already been more entertaining in his year and a half as Panthers owner than Jerry Richardson was in 20-some years of owning the team. But Tepper kicked off his remarks by turning to Mayor Vi Lyles and saying of the new soccer team, "I think it's the most expensive present I ever gave a woman in my life." That would have been a dumb thing to say in a normal context, but it's even dumber considering that Jerry Richardson's lack of respect for his female employees is the reason Tepper now owns the Panthers and the soccer team in the first place. And besides that, Vi Lyles delivered $110 million in city money as part of the deal for the soccer team. So it sounds like she got him the gift. Now, to that $110 million. Theoretically, it's not a sure thing. The city council will hold hearings and take a public vote. Mayor Lyles got a little irritated at the press conference at the notion that the city made such a big commitment without giving a say to members of the public. You know, the people the city council works for. But come on. They did the deed right there in front of everybody. There's no way that MLS officials would have come to town otherwise. There's no way Tepper would have done his Elvis impersonation. There's no way they would have given out team scars when they don't even have a team name yet. Pulling out of the deal would be humiliating for everyone involved, especially the city. And Mayor Lyles knows it. This thing is happening. And by the way, I think it's good. Tepper tried to jumpstart a rivalry with Atlanta. Quote, "We are the hot city," he said. "Screw that other city," end quote. But Atlanta United is the model of what Charlotte's team can be. Not only a huge draw, but something that could pull together all the strands of our increasingly global city. And if the team headquarters and practice fields end up at the long, empty Eastland Mall site, that's a huge bonus. But let's just take a second to remember that no matter what Tepper says, a new soccer team is not a gift. It's a multi-million dollar partnership involving private interests and taxpayer money. It's fine to take a moment to celebrate. But now our city leaders need to brush the confetti out of their eyes and do the public's business in public.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.